KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies here this morning. There's some fog out there early on. We expect partly cloudy skies here today. Otherwise, with variable winds at 5 to 10 and a high of 29. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy and a low around 12. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. Atlantic police say one person was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital following a collision that happened around 2:07 p.m. on Friday at the intersection of 5th and Locust Streets. Authorities say it appears an eastbound Dodge Durango SUV collided with a southbound passenger car after the car pulled out into the intersection. The airbags of the car deployed, causing unknown possible injuries to the female driver. She was taken by a medevac ambulance to CCMH. A male passenger in the car was escaped any injury. The driver of the SUV was checked out by medics at the scene but did not require transport. The names of the drivers were not immediately released. A Union County man arrested earlier this week on warrants for reckless driving and failure to appear on a third-degree harassment charge was arrested again on Friday. 29-year-old Eric Shin of Creston was arrested at 8:45 p.m. on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of harassment first degree. At around 11:30 p.m. Friday, deputies in Adams County conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of 3rd Street and 4th Avenue in Nottoway. Upon further investigation, Dusty Bebout of Lenox was placed under arrest for driving under suspension and failure to file SR-22 insurance as required. And at around 2:30 a.m. this morning, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop near Highway 34 and Dogwood Avenue. Upon further investigation, Sean Riazzi of Grant was placed under arrest for operating while intoxicated first offense and driving under suspension. Iowa Public Safety Commissioner Roxanne Ryan said Friday she's informed Governor Kim Reynolds that she'll be leaving her job next month. Ryan told employees in an email that she'll step down January 2nd after leading the department for 4 years. She says she's proud of progress that's been made in the department, which includes the Iowa State Patrol, Division of Criminal Investigation, and other public safety units. Colonel Jeff Ritzman, chief of the Iowa State Patrol, also announced his retirement effective on January 2nd after 36 years of service in the Iowa State Patrol. Colonel Ritzman served as the 16th Colonel of the Iowa State Patrol. He is a graduate of the University of Iowa with a bachelor's degree and a master's from Drake University. The Colonel began his career with the Iowa State Patrol in 1982 and has served as a trooper, a sergeant, and a district commander. He also served as Basic Academy Camp Commander in the Professional Standards Bureau, in the Division of Intelligence and Fusion Center, and as Executive Officer. Ritzman said, "It's been the honor and privilege of my life to serve the men and women of the Iowa State Patrol as their colonel. In my eyes, there is no finer group of troopers or people." In other local news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Friday at afternoon of a Red Oak man. At 2:35 p.m., officers arrested 37-year-old Quentin Scott Swanberg of Red Oak on a valid Dodge County, Nebraska warrant for probation violation. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond. The Atlantic Police Department reports two arrests on Friday. 38-year-old Mitchell Mullins of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault second offense. On Wednesday, 50-year-old Dana Cesar of Atlantic was cited for OWI first offense and then released. And on Tuesday, 42-year-old Amanda Bashore of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. Bashore and Mullins were booked into the Cass County Jail. A state court judge says he will take up to 60 days to consider arguments in a legal challenge to Iowa's fetal heartbeat law, an abortion bill considered one of the strictest in the country. The law signed by Governor Kim Reynolds in May would prohibit most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, typically around 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law was to take effect in July 1, but a legal challenge by abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood and the Emma Goldman Clinic, halted its implementation. The abortion providers and the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa argued on Friday to Judge Michael Huppert that the primary issues with the case have been decided by the Iowa Supreme Court, and they asked the judge to declare the law unconstitutional and end the case without a trial in what is called a summary judgment. The attorney for Reynolds in the state says there are many disputed issues different in this law that must be heard at trial. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 36-year-old Jeremy Gerard Overstreet of Essex was arrested around 6:30 on Friday morning following a traffic stop. Overstreet faces charges that include carrying a concealed weapon, driving under suspension, speeding, and providing false identification information. He was taken into custody near 280th Street and Highway 34. Bond was set at nearly $2,830. And 28-year-old Thomas Michael Cash of Pacific Junction was arrested around 12:18 a.m. on Friday on warrants for three counts of probation violation. His bond was set at $60,000. Elkhorn Fire and Rescue were called to the single-vehicle rollover accident with entrapment on Thursday evening on Shelby County Road M56 just south of 400th Street. That accident involving a pickup truck was reported around 4:14 p.m. Deputies arriving on the scene reported there were no injuries, but the two occupants of the vehicle were unable to get out without mechanical extraction. No other details were released. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrope reports his deputies early on Friday morning arrested 56-year-old Karen Green of Shenandoah. Green was arrested at her residence on a valid Fremont County warrant for a violation of probation on an original charge of delivery of methamphetamine. She was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $5,000 bond. Deputies were assisted by officers of the Shenandoah Police Department. A woman from Northwest Iowa and a man from Northeast Iowa were killed during a collision Friday afternoon in Northwest Iowa's Pocahontas County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the crash occurred west of Plover at the intersection of Highway 4 and County Road 15. The report says 24-year-old Kyle Lee Briggs of Denver, Iowa, was driving a 2003 Ford Taurus eastbound on C-15 and failed to stop before crossing Highway 4. His car was struck by a southbound 2007 International semi-tractor trailer driven by 21-year-old Ryan Larson of Armstrong. The crash happened around 3:25 p.m. Briggs died at the scene. One of his passengers, 48-year-old Christine Price of Rolfe, was transported to Pocahontas Community Hospital, where she died from her injuries. Also injured in the collision was 47-year-old John Price and 19-year-old Elijah Aiden, both of Rolfe. John Price, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was taken to the Palo Alto County Hospital in Emmitsburg, and Aiden was flown by Life Flight helicopter to Iowa Methodist Medical Center. The Iowa Department of Transportation, along with Pocahontas and Lorenz ambulances, assisted at the scene. And Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, says there's no doubt she will seek a second term in 2020. Ernst says, "I am running again, so to anyone who would like to step up and enter that race, I say bring it on." Ernst became the first woman elected to Congress from Iowa in 2014 when she defeated then-Congressman Bruce Braley for the Senate seat left open by the retirement of Tom Harkin. And Ernst said, "I love Iowa. I love the people of Iowa. We have, I believe, the best people in the nation, and I am very proud to represent them. So I'm very excited about the opportunities coming up in 2020. Ernst says she will join her fellow Republican Senator Chuck Grassley and support President Donald Trump in 2020. She said, "He is our sitting president, and I do believe his policies are working for the U.S. We've seen significant growth in our economy, and if you ask folks out there what the number one issue is, most Iowans typically state that is the economy," according to Ernst. Trump is likely to face a challenge within the Republican Party, and Ernst says she would agree with Grassley and not campaign with them if they come to Iowa. And Des Moines police earlier this week announced the arrest in September shooting death of a man. Now they say the suspect's dropped wallet near the scene led them to his doorstep. The Des Moines Register reports that investigators found a black and green wallet in a backyard where witnesses saw the shooting suspect run. Inside the wallet were an Illinois driver's license and a Social Security card belonging to 28-year-old Tyrone Hughes Jr. Hughes was arrested Tuesday in Chicago and charged with first-degree murder for the death of 28-year-old Aaron Ross. Ross was found September 30th with gunshot wounds near a white car. That's a look at the latest in state and local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Jean Charlotte Lundgren Anderson, age 85, of Stanton, died Wednesday at Acura Healthcare in Stanton. Funeral services for Jean Charlotte Lundgren Anderson will be held on here today at 10 a.m. at the Mammerland Lutheran Church in Stanton. The Stellgren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home has the arrangements. Oris Howard Hoover, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died November 27th at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Oris Hoover will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Leona B. Graves, age 90, of Harlan, died December 1st in Mobile. Funeral services for Leona Graves will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis M. Johansson, age 98, of Harlan, died December 1st at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Francis Johansson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bernard Steffens, Jr., age 82, of Atlantic, died Wednesday, December 5th at the Heritage House. 77-year-old Marcia Steffens of Atlantic died July of 2011 at home. A joint celebration of life service for Jr. and Marcia Steffens, both lifelong Cass County residents, will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald J. Hansen, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Manning, died November 24th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A celebration of life for Ronald Hansen will be held on December 15th at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.